fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
There was a birthday celebration in the small ranch house. It was a simple affair attended by just two people, Mark Weaver and his mother.
Will you have some more cake, son?
Oh, gosh, no, Mom. I've eaten till it's coming out my ears.
This is a special birthday, son.
19? What's special about 19?
This is the birthday I've been looking forward to for a good many years. A good many years, son.
Mom, something wrong?
No more than's been wrong for... Well, since your father was killed.
Oh. Well, golly, why do you mention Dad now? You haven't spoken of him for a long time.
Mark, do you remember the little chest that I've always kept in the cupboard?
Yeah.
Bring it here to the table.
Yeah, sure thing.
I've often wondered if the years would erase the bitterness, but they haven't. I haven't changed from the way I felt a long time ago.
Mom, I wish I knew what you were getting at.
You will.
You got the key to this chest?
Yeah, right here in my apron pocket. It's been a long time since I opened this. It's rusty. There you are, son.
A gun. And gun belt.
Take it out, Mark. See if you fill that belt as your father did. Your father was very proud of that gun belt.
Oh, golly, Mama just fits me. Oh, Jiminy, is this a birthday present? Look at this gun.
You'll have to clean off the grease. Was oiled up a lot to keep it from rust.
Oh, gosh, this is a beauty. I'll bet there isn't a gun around here any better than this one. Oh, thanks, Mom. This is the best birthday present
I... That gun's not a birthday present.
Oh.
You're wearing it for a very special purpose.
Yeah?
I've told you about the time we came into the West with a wagon train and the Indians who attacked us.
Yeah? Yeah, I remember. You said we were the only ones that were left alive.
The only ones in the whole wagon train. But there's something I didn't tell you. Your father and his bitterest enemy, who was also a member of the party, weren't with the rest of us at the time of the attack.
Oh?
3 days before the Indians attacked, your father Jason rode away with his enemy. I tried to warn him that Joe would kill him if he had the chance. I knew it had happened. I saw it in Joe's eyes. But Jason wouldn't listen to me.
Why did he go away?
He didn't tell me. There was some secret business between those two men. I've often wondered what it was. Doesn't matter, of course, but what does count is that Jason was killed and Joe is the man who killed him.
You've never told me anything about it, Mom, and you've known it all these years.
I didn't want to tell you, son, until the right time came. Until the time came when you could do something about it.
But this gun... Didn't Dad take his gun when he went away?
Not that one. He wore an ordinary pistol and carried a rifle.
Oh. How do you know this critter named Joe murdered Dad?
If he hadn't, your father would have returned.
I see.
You were such a little fellow at the time, too. So small and so thin, It didn't seem possible that you'd ever grow up to be the big, strong man that you are now. I hoped you would. I hoped the day would come when Jason's own son would avenge his murder.
You spoke of a man named Joe, Mom.
Yes. He has a ranch near a town called Longbow. It's due south on the Farragut Trail.
I'll find it.
His name is Joe Kilgore.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding near the town of Longbow.
Help! Help!
They heard a cry for help.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Get me out of here. Save me.
I'm taking
fire.
Get over there.
Quicksand.
Him up to hips.
Come on, Silver.
Him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced toward a nearby bog where an old man floundered helplessly in mire that sucked him deeper with each passing second.
Oh, Silver. Hold on. Hold on.
I'll throw you a rope. Put your hands over your head.
Steady, boy, easy.
Here it comes. Now, drop your arms. We'll haul you out.
Right.
Come on, Silver, back, boy. Easy.
Steady, right. Easy.
Doesn't back up.
Go. Help me.
Right. Easy.
All right. There.
Good boy, Silver. Steady. Are you hurt, fella?
No. I reckon I'm all right. I'd have been a goner if you hadn't come along.
How did you get into that bog?
Gone horse rode me. Reckon I was a mite giddy from the fall. I started walking for home. Got kind of mixed up my direction.
You live near here?
Yeah, got a ranch a couple of miles north. By thunder, if you're hiding from the law, you can hide out at my place as long as you want. I owe my life to you. Maybe you're just the man I'm looking for. Masked or not, I'd like to do you a favor. It's the least I can do.
Well, what do you mean?
Look here. I've got a ranch that's worth a tidy sum. I aim to sell it for just about 20% of what it's worth. I'd like to see you get it. Maybe you've heard of the Bar J outfit.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's mine. My name is Joe Kilgore.
Get on my horse, Kilgore. As soon as I recoil my lariat, we'll go to your place. I'd like to find out why you're so anxious to sell your ranch at a loss.
Can I get you and your Indian friend anything at all?
Oh, no thanks, Kilgore. We'll just sit here on the porch a few minutes.
Doggone, you should have some eating or drinking. I got this house stocked up with the best of everything. Just name it. How about you?
No, thanks. Me not hungry.
Well, all right then. I'll sit down here and tell you why I want to sell out. Then you'll see there's no skin game connected with it. I want to sell this ranch of mine in a hurry. See, it's worth a tidy sum, and I don't owe a nickel on it.
It's a mighty nice-looking outfit.
Well, here's why. I'm a pipe, you know.
Take your time.
Told you my name was Joe Kilgore. That's a name I'm known by around here.
Yes?
Well, it's not my real name.
No?
My real name is Weaver. Jason Weaver.
I see.
In the East, I knew a man named Joe Kilgore. He killed a man.
And you took his name?
Yes, I'll tell you why. I was being looked for in connection with that killing. The circumstances were such that I was blamed for it, and not Joe.
Oh?
I had to clear out. So I joined a wagon train that was heading west. Took my wife and son with me. The boy, he was just a little shaver at that time. His name was Mark.
Well, what became of your wife and son?
I'm getting to that. The wagon train came west. Then they had to lay up for a few days for repairs. It was then that a newcomer rode into the camp. It was Joe Kilgore.
The murderer?
Yes. He'd come to warn me that the law knew where I'd gone. Was on my trail.
He came all the way west to warn you?
Yep. You see, he was afraid he'd get involved if I was put on trial.
Huh. Why didn't you face trial and tell the truth?
I couldn't have proved anything. I was afraid to risk it.
What did you do after Joe warned you?
Joe and I left the wagon train, planning to hide in the hills until it was safe to return. We met a desert rat who told us that Indians had attacked the wagon train and had massacred everyone.
Your wife and son?
Yeah. Well, Joe and I started back. Then the Indians spotted us and came for us. They caught Joe, killed him. I got away.
I see. Then you took Joe's name.
After the Indians left, I came back and went through his pockets. I found his wallet and papers that would identify him. I took them and left my wallet on Joe's body. So Jason Weaver, the man who was being hunted by the law, was dead. I became Joe Kilgore.
What has this to do with your desire to sell your ranch?
I've got no one to leave it to. I'm an old man. If I die holding this ranch, Joe Kilgore's relatives in the East will get this property. I'm going to sell this place in a hurry and get what cash I can and spend it in what time's left to me.
You wouldn't be happy.
Why not?
You built a fine ranch here. You're proud of it. You must be proud of it, or you wouldn't have done so much with it. Yeah, without this ranch, you'd be lost.
Then you don't want to buy?
No, thanks.
You're a curious critter. Who are you, anyway?
Well, a lot of people have asked me that. We better go, Tonto.
Me ready.
I've enjoyed the talk, Jason.
Joe, I'm Joe Kilgore.
Very well. Perhaps we'll meet again. Think over what I've told you about hanging onto your property.
I'll think it over.
Hey, there, Silver.
So long, mister.
Adios. Easy, big fella. One, Silver.
The old man sat on the porch and watched the masked man and his Indian companion as they rode away. He wasn't aware of a single rider coming from an opposite direction until the hoofbeats of one horse were quite close. It was then that Jason turned and saw a boy of 19, a husky, healthy-looking boy whose clean-cut face was well tanned.
Oh, oh, oh. Hi there, stranger.
I'm looking for Joe Kilgore. They told me over in town that this was his ranch house.
That's right. You're talking to Joe Kilgore.
Good. Does the name Mark Weaver mean anything to you?
Mark Weaver? You mean to say... Doggone it, you are. You are Mark Weaver. I'd recognize you anywhere. Got your mother's eyes and nose. I can't believe it.
I'm glad you remember the name, Kilgore.
I thought you'd been killed by the Indians. Tell me, where'd you come from? Where's your mother?
That's something you'll never know.
I'll never know. But I...
Kilgore... I came here to kill you.
Now, wait. Wait.
Who's that?
The sheriff.
Hello there, Joe. Come over here. I'll talk to you in private for a minute.
I can wait until you're through talking to the sheriff.
Yeah, you wait. I've got a lot to say to you. What's on your mind, Sheriff? Make it quick, will you? I've got to talk to that lad up on the porch there.
I'm afraid you'll have to postpone your talk. You see, Joe, I've been in correspondence with some law officers in the East. For a long time, they've been trying to locate a man by the name of Jason Weaver. It seems they thought for years he'd have been killed by Indians. Yet a couple of months ago, the law got to talking to a man from here who knew you. He described you. And now there's a big question. There's a suspicion that your name is Weaver, not Kilgore. What do you say about that?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Young Mark Weaver stood on the ranch house porch watching while the sheriff talked to his father, who had established himself as Joe Kilgore.
What do you say, Kilgore? Can you prove that's your real name, or do you want to admit your real name is Jason Weaver?
Well, I
don't like to butt in, Sheriff, but I've got to know if you came to take this man away.
What if I did?
I aim to change your plan.
Now, wait. Hold on a minute.
You aim to change my plan?
That's what I said. I've traveled a long way to meet up with this critter. I came to deal with him for murdering my father.
What?
Now, listen, Mark. Wait. Let me talk.
Young man, you're not going to kill anyone. I'm taking Kilgore into custody until I can find out more about his past.
Oh, no, you're not. You know what you like with me when I'm through, Sheriff.
No.
Hey.
There. I'll have a hand in this. Give me that gun.
Oh, you. Let go.
Like fun I will. I'm getting out of here.
Are you there.
Let me up. Let me up. He's getting away.
Get up there. He slugged me. Wait, Sheriff.
I can't find it. Get up. You're half sitting on
me. Well, let me get that gun up. I'll get him.
Jason's quick move took the sheriff and Mark by surprise. While they sprawled on the ground, he leaped to Mark's horse and raced after the Lone Ranger and Tonto. They had been walking their horses, so he overtook them within a few miles.
Hey there! Hold on! Pull up! Wait for me!
The masked man and his Indian companion turned and recognized the man they had rescued from the quicksand a few hours ago. They reined up and waited until Jason came up to their side.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Jake's alive. I'm glad I overtook you. I need a friend. I need someone I can talk to. Someone that can help me.
What's happened?
You remember what I told you about my boy? My boy that I thought was dead?
Yes.
He rode up to my ranch house just after you left.
Him not dead?
No. He's a fine, big, broad-shouldered lad, just as handsome as his mother was.
Congratulations. I'm glad to hear it.
But you don't savvy. He came to kill me.
Kill you?
He looked for me because he thought I was Joe Kilgore. He still thinks so.
Can't you tell him the truth?
No. You see, while he was there, the sheriff came up to take me into custody. I told you about the murder Joe Kilgore committed.
Yes?
I thought it'd be all right if I posed as Kilgore, because the law suspected me of the murder, Jason Weaver.
What about it, Jason?
Someone described me to the Eastern lawman. They finally suspected the truth, that my real name is Jason Weaver.
I see.
If I insist I'm Joe Kilgore, to prove I am him, my own son will want to kill me. And if I prove I'm his father, I'll go back east and hang for a murder I never committed. What am I going to do?
Come with us, Jason.
What, with you?
Yes. Todd and I are going to camp in that forest off to the left. We'll go there and talk it over. Perhaps we can think of something to do about your situation.
Well, I want my boy.
If he knows the truth, he'll want you. Come with us.
Come on, Silver.
Come on.
In his camp, the Lone Ranger questioned Jason at great length, learning all about the old murder in the East and the manner in which the blame had been placed on the wrong man. In the meantime, Tonto had gone into town to learn what he could about Mark Weaver.
Here comes Tonto now.
Sure enough. I hope he's got some facts about my boy.
Holtzgun, Hoffener.
What did you find out? Did you learn anything about my boy?
Take it easy, Jason.
Me see boy with sheriff.
They're together, huh?
That's right. Me outside office. Me stand at window while them talk.
What did you hear, Toto?
My boy say, father dead. Sheriff say, maybe not. Maybe you really name Weaver.
He's right. He's right about that. What did my boy say then?
Him say, father not killer.
Toto. Did you learn what the sheriff's planning to do?
Well, him swearing deputies. Start manhunting morning.
In the morning, huh?
That's right.
Do you think they'll find this place of yours?
We're not going to wait until morning to find out. We're going to act right now. Tonto, is Mark going to travel with the posse?
That's right.
If they find you, Jason, it'll be one of two things. If you prove you're Jason Weaver, you'll be sent east to face a murder trial.
Yeah. If I prove I'm not Jason Weaver...
Your own son will want to kill you.
What's to be done? What can I do? I never was up against such a proposition. You have something in mind you must have. You said you weren't going to wait until morning.
Tonto, you'll have to ride back to town.
Me ready.
Go to the sheriff and tell him you know where to find Joe Kilgore.
Let me get you straight, Indian. You say you know where I can find Kilgore?
That's right.
How do you know?
Well, me see him in camp.
He's in hiding.
Me know.
You can lead us to his hiding place?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right now?
Uh-huh. Me show way.
Hey, I've already sworn in half a dozen boys. I'll get them all together.
This is better than we hoped for, Sheriff.
Hey, Sheriff!
What
go find the boys and bring them over here to my office right away.
It'll be dark in a few minutes.
That don't matter.
Can you find this place where Kilgore's camped in the dark?
Me find it.
I'll have the boys together in a jiffy. Is that your beat horse in front?
That right. Him named Scout.
What about your horse, Mark?
He's had a few hours rest to be ready to travel.
Good. Come on, boys. We'll get going.
Tonto led the way across the open country at the edge of town to a dense stand of forest. Here at his instructions, the sheriff, Mark Weaver, and the deputies dismounted and tethered their horses. They proceeded on foot through the woods as silently as possible. Tonto went ahead with the sheriff close behind him. Through the trees, they saw a campfire, and then a moment later saw the man they knew as Joe Kilgore huddled close to the small fire. But he was not alone. Near him sat a tall figure whose ragged clothing and unkempt appearance marked him as a wanderer of the wasteland. The disguise was so well done that Tonto found it hard to believe that the man with Jason was in reality the Lone Ranger.
Never mind how I found out you're anxious to get rid of your ranch. I got ways of knowing things.
But how did you locate me here in hiding?
Told you I got a way of knowing things. Hey, got me a piece of paper here. This paper's worth more to you than your whole doggone ranch. Well, I'll swap.
What is that paper?
Weaver?
I'm going by the name of Kilgore.
I'm calling you Weaver. That's your real name, and we both know it. Years ago, when you first came out here, Indians caught up to you and Joe Kilgore. You lit out and got away. You didn't stop to see that Kilgore lived long enough to talk to an old desert rat after the Redskins had left him. You didn't figure he'd want to clear his soul before he died.
Why, he was dead when I got back to him.
Yeah, he was dead when you switched wallets so he'd be identified as Weaver. But you never suspected he'd sign a full confession to that murder in the East that was charged against you, did you?
No. No, did he do that?
Been a long time locating you. You can see this is a pretty old hunk of paper, but it's worth a lot to you. This paper would really prove you innocent. That'd mean you could take back your own name. Name Jason Weaver.
Yes. Yes, it would. Now, more than ever, I've got to get back my own name.
Well, then we got no problem at all. You just sign your ranch over to me and this paper goes to you.
Glad. Get your hands up. Be right where you are. We want both of you.
Sheriff.
Is it true that your name is Weaver?
Mark, listen to me.
What kind of a trick is this?
I'll take that paper.
Make fun you will. This is a trick so as I can get the ranch. Well, if I don't get the ranch, you don't get this paper.
Oh, hold on.
Wait.
There.
It's in the fire. Get it. Drive that confession.
Yeah, you're too late. Burned up.
Where'd you come from?
We heard enough, Weaver.
What do you mean you heard enough?
We heard all the old man said about Kilgore's confession.
But the confession's gone now. It's burned up and it would have cleared me. Consarn you, why'd you throw that in the fire anyway?
Yeah. It was a put-up game, that's what it was. They had these men all set to come in and take the confession away from me. You ain't going to give me anything at all for it. Well, now you won't get it. You, Sheriff, you hadn't busted in right when you did, I could have had me a ranch. Yes, sir, I could have had me a mighty fine ranch.
Yes, and I'd have been in the clear.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Maybe I should say, Jason. That murder took place a mighty long time ago. The critter that was killed was pretty much no account anyway. The law had just about written it off the books when word came in that you answered the description of Jason Weaver. The law had to take the proper steps. But I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure that when I tell about this old galoot having what you might call a deathbed confession of Kilgore, and how he burned it up out of downright spite, the case will be marked closed.
You mean the law won't want me?
If I thought you'd be wanted, I'd take you back and lock you up. But I'm not going to do that.
Nearly had me a ranch, doggone it. Things are always going against me. Somebody's always busting in at the wrong time.
We didn't intend to bust in when we did, but the Indian here sneezed and gave us away. So we had to act.
Well, no use me sticking around here any longer. Well, he had me a ranch, doggone it.
Hey, Sheriff, the old gent's going away.
Oh, let him go, Sheriff. No reason to hold him.
Get up there!
Well, Jason, I reckon you and your boy here have a lot to talk over.
Mark, tell me one thing. One thing that matters more than everything else in the world. Where's your mother? Is she still alive?
Oh, she sure is, Dad. She's the one that sent me looking for Joe Kilgore.
You mean after all these years, she was still determined to square things for me?
She sure was, Dad.
Where is she?
It's about a 3-day ride from here.
3 days, eh? Well, if it took you 3 days to get here, we'll sure shoot and get back in 2. We'll get fresh horses at my place. Come on, son, and take a look at what you're going to inherit someday.
Oh, gosh, Dad. It's hard to realize everything is straightened out just because that old desert rat was here in camp with you. What are you laughing at?
Son, just between the two of us, that gent wasn't as old as you thought he was.
Eh? What's that you said, Jason?
Sheriff, you just figure it out for yourself, if you can.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.